All right. Thank you for that introduction. Today I'm going to be talking about some research that we did at Stephen F. Austin State University. Myself, my graduate student, Chanel Angeny, and then Shelby Laird, Michael Maurer, and Candace Caraway helped us with this research as well, too. So one of the things that I think we try to do as educators is we really try to incorporate technology into the classroom. We really try to figure out ways that we can help to teach students ways that they can use technology so that we can help to prepare them for careers that they're going to need, certainly in the future. The one problem we run into, though, is, of course, technology is often very expensive, and so we need cheap options or low-cost options for doing that. And so one option is like the Google Suite, where you have Google Sheets, Google Slides, Google Docs, where you can actually have these available for free, and then actually have collaboration as well, too, between students. The other thing, too, is, of course, we're noticing that across the U.S. there's more interest in school gardening. We're trying to incorporate more horticulture into gardening, or we're trying to incorporate more horticulture into school programs. And so we were trying to figure out a way that we could do this. So I developed an activity where what the students would do is use Google Sheets collaboratively to combine a bunch of trait information from seed catalogs. And so the one we used was Johnny's Seeds, and we focused mainly on vegetables. Chris, that'll make you happy. But we focused on vegetables to try to go through and see what traits the students were able to pick out. So we're teaching them about technology. We're also educating them about traits and cultivars and exactly what those are. So we gave this classroom assignment outside of the classroom. We had the students go through, sign up for a crop, pumpkins, tomatoes, squash, etc. And we did this in fall and spring semesters. We gave the pre-survey and post-survey in the spring, and then also in the fall as well, too, before and after the assignment, of course. We collected data on the students as far as their gender, college, major, year, classification, ethnicity, and zip code. And then we asked them questions before and after the assignment about what their understanding was of concepts about trait and cultivar. Specifically with trait, we were looking to say something along the lines that a trait is something that is genetically determined and also is something that expresses some type of characteristic in a plant. For cultivar, of course, we were looking for unique crop characteristics, and we were also looking for some effort to perpetuate that by man. We were looking at in their written definition in the survey that we did. We asked them seven questions pre- and post-survey. The first three was their level of experience with agriculture, gardening, and seed catalogs. The fourth were questions about their comfort with using Google Sheets or Microsoft Excel, and then also collecting and analyzing data as well, too. And then the last two questions we asked them was about how effective it was for multiple people to collect large quantities of data, and we also asked them how effective it was using Google Sheets to collect large quantities of data as well, too. Questions 1 through 7 were graded on a Likert scale, 1 through 5, and we also asked them at the end of the activity about any obstacles or feedback that they may have for us to improve the activity for the future, and also to get some feel about how the activity was actually benefiting them in this learning activity. We use SPSS to analyze the data. We use a pair sample t-test. We looked at the students combined together, grouped in together. We also compared agriculture students versus other colleges. A couple years ago, we were actually fortunate enough to get our class, the crop science class that I teach, into the core curriculum, which means that we can now get students from all across campus, which is great. So we've got psychology, business, technology students, etc. We also looked at male versus female, and then we also compared spring versus fall students to see if there was a difference there. Okay, so what we ended up having is 102 students assessed 1,056 cultivars. Now, one thing that I will say is that we did this in lab groups, so sometimes the crop would repeat itself. That was okay. We were okay allowing that to happen. 67% of the students completed the activity in the spring of 2016. 75% completed it in the fall of 2016. Some of you may be like, wow, you really have low turn-in rates for your activities, but this was a small point of assignment. We were just trying it out. We didn't want it to be a very heavy point assignment. We were just seeing if this activity worked to have the students go through the seed catalogs, etc. So this is what the data ends up looking like. The students will type the information into Excel, on a computer, in the library, on their laptop, etc. And then they'll copy and paste the information into Google Sheets. So this is broccoli, winter squash, eggplant, etc. on down the list. And so each student did a different crop, and they put a 1 if they saw that the description of the seed catalog said something about it. For example, like lacinato kale, delicious. They would put a 1 for something about food or edibility or something like that. If it had something about fragrance or flavor, they would put a 1 for that activity. This is just kind of showing you the data that the students accumulated. Across both semesters, what we saw is that the top 5 traits that they saw in the seed catalogs were appearance, color, flavor, taste, shape, and size as well, too. And so we saw this both for the spring and also the fall as well, too. So other ones are on the list, like adaptability, cold tolerance, etc., but those didn't occur as often as these other ones do. And it makes sense, right? If you read a seed catalog description, what are you looking for? I'm looking for something that looks good, has nice color, delicious flavor, taste, and comments probably on like dwarfness, tall, shape, size, etc. Okay, so now let's address, how did this activity help to increase learning, increase student engagement with the different projects that we were doing? When we looked at the combined students, we got 55 responses in the survey. We saw from pre to post survey that students' comfort using Google Sheets and Microsoft Excel increased from 3.33 to 3.76. Additionally, they also told us that their level of experience using seed catalogs increased from 1.89 to 2.2, which there's no big surprise there, right? Some students had never seen a seed catalog before. They come into this class, and they open this thing up, and they're like, wow, I didn't know there was a book of plants, So it's really, really nice for them to learn and see that. When we compared the data from agriculture versus other colleges, ag students' increase in comfort level using Google Sheets and Microsoft Excel increased from 3.32 to 3.78. And then also ag students' opinion increased about the effectiveness using multiple people to collect large quantities of data from 4.27 to 4.57. For the other colleges, we didn't see any statistical significance there. Maybe it's because people were coming from other colleges where they do more technology type activities or something. We don't know. But all we know is that this did help to benefit our ag students' comfort level using Google Sheets and Microsoft Excel, and also it increased their opinion about the effectiveness of using multiple people to collect large quantities of data. When we looked at male versus female in the student surveys, what we saw from pre to post survey is that male students increased their opinion about the effectiveness of using multiple people to collect large quantities of data from 4.26 to 4.61. And when we looked at the females, what we saw is that female students increased their comfort using Google Sheets and Microsoft Excel from 3.31 to 3.88. But female students actually decreased their opinion of the effectiveness of using Google Sheets to collect large quantities of data. So I want to just go back for a second. The male students are telling us that this is great. Working together helps us to accumulate large amounts of data. And the females are telling us, not maybe necessarily. So maybe it was the females that were doing the work, for it there. But we thought that those differences were very interesting to see their different opinions. All right, spring versus fall. Students in the fall semester showed an increase in comfort using Google Sheets and Microsoft Excel from 3.23 to 3.64. And when we look overall at the students' definitions of trait and cultivar, did they actually change? Before we did this activity, students told us that part of the definition of trait was a unique character portion of the definition. And we saw that before we did the activity, 18%, and we saw that increase to 42%. So as they're doing this activity, they're picking up that some part of being a trait is that this plant has to exhibit a unique character. And, of course, they're documenting these. And so they definitely picked up more on that. However, for the student definition of cultivar, there was really no statistical significance. So they're not picking up a lot about what exactly is a cultivar, but they're perceiving more that this thing, a trait, has something to do with the unique character there. Another thing, too, that we noted is whenever we actually went through and analyzed the number of words that the students gave us as part of their definitions of trait and cultivar, they told us that it was a little bit longer in the post survey than it was in the pre-survey. So they're actually answering things a little bit longer. And that was just a visual assessment. We didn't do any data analysis on that. But just visually, we saw that their answers post-survey were a little bit longer than what they were pre-survey. We also assessed them on any obstacles or any feedback that they had for us. A lot of them told us that there were no obstacles doing it. You know, they didn't run into any problems. Some people said that they had confusion or difficulty using the seed catalog. You know, maybe it was a little bit overwhelming, all these different plants, all these different traits. Some people said that there were unclear instructions, but, you know, as teachers, we deal with that occasionally, right? Trouble recognizing or identifying traits. One thing that some people would say was something like pruning, you know, like this plant responds well to pruning. Pruning's not a trait. You know, maybe the response is, but pruning may not necessarily be a trait. And then, look at this, difficulty, but learning occurred. It's like that effort learning, right, that you've actually got to put effort into it to learn and take something away. Another thing, too, and again, there were other responses, but I'm just trying to show some of the highlights here in the feedback. Several of the students told us that there was a positive outcome from this, that they actually enjoyed doing this activity, and they took something away from it. So, overall, sort of to give you a general conclusion, what we saw is that we had an increase in level of comfort using Google Sheets and Microsoft Excel. We saw this in the combined students, agriculture, female, and fall semester. And also, there was an increase in the belief of the effectiveness of using multiple people to collect a large quantity of data. And we saw this in the agriculture students and the male students as well, too. So, again, the reason we did this activity is because as ag teachers, or horticulture teachers, we're always looking for ways to teach students. We may not have a lot of funds. We got the seed catalogs donated to us from Johnny's Selected Seed. You know, they sent us seed catalogs. So this is something that students can do. They can use the Google Sheets very easily because they use computers and stuff, and it's also free as well, too. We also want to acknowledge Becca Burnett. She was one of the other graduate students that helped us on the assignment. And with that, I will take any questions you might have. Thank you. If you'd like a copy of the assignment, too, feel free to email me, and I'd be happy to share it with you as well, too. So, definitely.
Do you have any plans for the use of the data from the sheet?
Yeah, we're going to write it up in a paper. My graduate student and I are actually starting to work on that now. As far as the direction I can actually see it going in the future is getting seed catalogs from multiple companies, and then kind of doing an assessment to see what people are generally writing. Because, you know, I don't work at a seed company, but to sit down and write 30, 40 descriptions for tomatoes or lettuce, it's like, how do you start to see the differences there? And so I actually think it would be interesting to see trends over time in that, or to see differences in seed catalogs. So you could easily, like, think about with your class, you could get seed catalogs from a couple of different companies and then compare differences in that. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, just to follow up on that.
Sure.
No,
I haven't. This was just something that I thought of on the fly one day, and I was like, you know, trying to teach students about traits, here's 1,000 traits in front of us. So, but no, that it would definitely be great to talk to them. Definitely. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you think your results would have been different if you would have had a visit to Johnny's website?
That is a good question. Possibly. I do think that the descriptions are the same online and offline. I think that it may have become a little bit more tiring on the website because they would have had to click and drag or click different pages, whereas with the seed catalog, they've got, you know, 20 or so crops listed right there in front of them, and it's right there in front of them, too. The other thing, we had them randomly pick, so they could have picked the first 10 or picked every other one or whatever. On the Johnny's and other seed catalog websites, you can sort based on, you know, how great it is, how often it's being purged alphabetically, and so that may skew it, but I don't know. Yeah, we could do it either way. Yeah. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Jared.